studio technician Charles Broyhill.
WJFK FM.
Manassas, Washington, D.C.
WJFK Baltimore.
Do you have any idea what our competition provides their listening public with? This is what our competition plays from sunup until sundown.
Camptown races?
Records. They play records. The same records you could play on your gramophone at home. And this is what we give our audience.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The famous and unknown. The professional and amateur announcer.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
My greetings to both of you.
Radio gods. The Don and Mike Show is copyright 1996 Infinity Broadcasting.
You people never cease to amaze me.
All rights reserved. Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington Superstation, and distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
As you all know, this show of ours is a sort of catch-as-catch-can affair with everything up for grabs.
Our kids don't even rehearse. They just audition and then go on.
I don't know what to say, except it's Christmas and we're all in misery.
Hi, this is Kenny Loggins. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Previously on the Don and Mike Show.
We got the Tickle Me Elmo dolls.
And here's how we're doing it.
Y'all ready for this?
The 30-second cat fight. Go!
Look, you don't deserve this, you willy hillbilly pig. You lazy, twisted freak. I bet you're just a big, fat tub lord. You know what? You're lesbian-loving female. Go on home. Take your little kids. Show them what mommy really does.
Hold on. We've got a knockout.
The Don and Mike Show.
I don't know what's going on.
Don and Mike, Buzz and Sherry too. Can't stop thinking about the show you do. Every second, every minute, every day. I hang on every single word I hear you say. Some might think that's really screwed, but I only want to be like you. Ever since the morning zoo, I only want to be like you. Yeah, I have no life, it's true, but I only want to be like you.
And right here, right now.
Hello, boy.
Hi, guys.
How many you got today?
Four.
Are you putting the goo back in your hair, aren't you?
No, it's a different kind of goo.
Though. He's phasing the goo out.
I've got bottles of gel and I'm priced to move. If you're interested, you check with me.
How many you got today, Robert?
Four gooless bumpers.
All right, here is Robert Gelman.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea. Now, in their 12th year of protecting and serving, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Absolutely incredible. Here it is, our 11th anniversary. And
this is, I forgot to get you a gift.
As did I.
Well, then we'll make up for it at Christmas time.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
That passes for comedy, is that sincerity. Live from the United States, where everything's better, even the slums, it's Don and Mike.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't say that in jest yesterday, but you could poke fun at that.
Mm-hmm.
We got the best slums in America.
Sure,
America's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Number one ghettos, America.
Hallelujah.
Today, women in the octagon swearing and fighting over a stupid doll. Yep, it's Christmas time at the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. All right, that's a strong one. Here's the one that will catapult us hopefully to another record-setting performance.
If Tickle Me Elmo could really talk, he'd be saying, hey, 1-800-881-9176.
There you go.
The Don and Mike Show. Right.
Once again, you've saved yourself from being fired just 2 weeks before Christmas.
Excellent.
And hello and thank you for listening coast to coast and nationwide via Westwood One Entertainment, darling Don Geronimo. right here with Mike O'Mara. That's why we call it the Cotton Picking Don and Mike Show.
That's because we're smart guys.
There he is, a man in the next room moves. Oh, the string is broken.
No sweater.
Yeah. He is not wearing a sweater. Ladies and gentlemen, somebody call Associated Press. Buzz has a button-down shirt on today.
Wow.
There is Buzz Gernang. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
And Rob mentioned those numbers, the numbers that can change your life, the 10 numbers that change your life. 1-800-881-9176. I urge you to order early, order often, order now your copy of Sex, Pies, and Videotape.
It is the ultimate party tape, and you will be laughing all through the doldrums of winter. You will be laughing hysterically.
And after my shopping experience today, I urge everybody to order all of your gifts via, whether it's ours or anybody else's, via the telephone.
Yeah, I wish I could.
Don't go to the stores.
Man, I'm planning on going out Saturday.
Well, here is hi, honey.
Well, hi, my boo-boo.
Here is my dream date for our annual shopping excursion today.
We had a good time. It's gotten easier.
Well, you know what helped? What helps is that we found a Toys R Us that had just opened.
Mm.
And you should have seen the two of us. We go pull it up in front of us. We go, nobody's here. Nobody knows about this. Great, it's a secret. Let's get inside.
go.
We ravaged the store. Oh, you know what? I almost forgot to mention here. Dennis Murphy.
Yes.
Dennis Murphy. Speaking of Christmas, speaking of shopping, speaking of toys and the entire Tickle Me Elmo doll thing.
Ah. Yeah.
Well, as it turns out, after we got off the air yesterday, we got a call from good old Standards and Practices.
Standards and Practices rears its ugly head once again.
Yeah, no, it wasn't my wife, although she was not pleased with the idea of anybody having sex to get a Tickle Me Elmo doll.
Yes, you were just our unofficial censor yesterday.
You should let me be your moral guide.
Oh, I agree. Boy. You know something? I agree.
We'd have
that.
One heck of a show.
I would welcome Frida in that role on the show.
I would not.
I know you wouldn't.
I would not.
No, I would not be strict because you wear me down on those things. I just give up. I just look to the big things. You know, it's like having a child that's hyperactive and you can't say no to every little thing because you're just exhausted. You know,
this is what I was going through this morning on our way to the store.
I think that over the 11 years of this broadcast, Frida.
12.
12. That's right. We're going into our
12th year today.
Happy so today's our 12th. Wait, what is this?
Today's the 11th, which means it's also the beginning of the 12th.
Exactly. We're in the 12th year now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So our 11th anniversary. You know, the thing is, you have called over the years when your conscience has bothered you. I've heard you do it many times, and it usually is on the big issues.
Yeah, and exactly. It's like if you had a child that was bad, it would just be don't play with matches.
So I'm listening to this.
Alone, and let me drink a glass of wine.
The whole way out to the shopping center today, I'm hearing about the Dennis Murphy thing and the having sex, and I don't know if that's right. And then I get the call from Standards and Practices, and it turns out if we were indeed to offer somebody even a child's toy in order to have sex with a person,
even a crumb of bread,
that would be prostitution.
That's right. So we couldn't do that.
So the good news is
you've just ruined half the marriages in the Western world.
we have two Tickle Me Elmo dolls to give away today on the show, since we didn't give Dennis and his lady friend his.
Yes, we do. Two brand new shiny Tickle Me Elmo dolls.
But you know what we saw today at Toys R Us? We were this brand new Toys R Us, and we were going through our annual. It's not an argument that we have as much as everything.
Debate.
Everything I want to get my kid. Frida doesn't want me to get my kid. It's like I instinctively go to the whoopee cushions, the ice cube with the bug inside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She goes to look for an educational game.
No.
This is pretty much the fight that we standard go through.
You know what? You even miss a point. If you cleaned up the junk that is a thrill for Christmas morning and is never looked at again, if it was your job to pick up every
whoopee cushion
ice cube with a bug in it.
I understand.
You know,
I was the same way as our son is on Christmas morning. That's all that matters.
Of course, you want the shiniest, the noisiest, the most exciting, the superficial toys.
I told Don it would be much more economical if we could rent presents for a week, because in a week they're forgotten. If we could just have them for that day.
She hones and refines these little witticisms at the checkout stand, where incidentally you talk way too loud. It's like, you know, I there's nothing I hate more than standing at a checkout stand.
Yeah.
And we were in a sports store today. And again, it was another brand new store just opened by where we live.
Right.
And it was like the girl's first day at the counter. Mm. And it took her, I swear to God, 10 long minutes just to do the thing where you put the thing in front of the scanner to get the prices.
I hate it. It's such an ordeal.
And because we got like a couple of sweatshirts, she was folding it. She'd put it in the bag. Then she'd look. She'd go, oh, I don't think I folded that right. And she would refold it.
My poor attention deficit husband.
No. I was thinking about, now I'm looking behind us in line.
You know what you might have been dealing with, which a lot of people, if you're wondering why you wait in line at checkout and cashiers, the Christmas help brigade, the temporary employees that just work during the holiday season.
Well, I think we had one here.
And I think you're right, Mike, because although these were new stores and that were wonderful, also the help was new.
They all should have been wearing hockey helmets, for goodness sakes. I can't figure this out. I say to Frida, well, let me get back first to the thing about her talking so loud.
Right.
Behind us in line, there are seven men who, like myself, are uncomfortable with the fact that we're shopping in the middle of the day.
Very busy.
And you know, we're men. We just want, here's the product, let me pay, let me get out of here.
Really?
Yeah, shopping like with my husband is like being on supermarket sweep.
No, but here's my wonderful wife. Here's Frieda up here. You know, chirping like a bird. Oh, my. Well, would you have any boxes? Would it be possible to get some boxes?
Isn't that rude? Ask for a box?
The way that we buy Bart toys, we should just rent the toys and give them to him the next year. Meanwhile, I see every guy in line looking up like, oh, lady, shut up. Just buy your product and move along.
You are so full of it. I'm going to talk your ear off at the next movie just to show you. I do not do that, and I'm talking
to you. Yes, you do. Yes, you do, but I love you anyway.
It looks like I'm not talking to you. You're right, because you walk away in the middle of my talking to you.
Because you talk too loud.
Yeah, you're very self-conscious in that spot.
If you didn't walk away, I could lower my voice.
And then I got worked up. I walked back over by my wife. Once her voice came down, I walked back over. And I said, you know what really gets me? Is the fact this is a brand new store. You have two lines. In one line, you had seven people. In the other line, you had six people.
Ah, humbug.
They got two people working the registers.
Well, what are they thinking?
But in the meantime, you got five people
who
are standing around by the door waiting to pounce on somebody when they come in wearing their hockey helmets. Can I help you?
That's not where you need the help. You need the help getting the hell out of there.
Right.
It's like shopping with Andy Rooney, isn't it?
Yes.
Always have it.
I'm with you, Don.
Yes, indeed. But we made it through that exercise today. Oh, I know I was going to tell you about these toys, the crazy way people are with toys.
Mm-hmm.
So we get done going through the big debate as we go down each and every aisle of Toys R Us. I love Toys R Us, and I make my wife go down all the aisles she doesn't want to go down.
Sure.
So we finally get done. We got the gifts. We get to the end. We're at the little pickup part where you pick up your like electronic stuff. And she points up to a sign, and it says Nintendo 64.
Right.
And she says, oh, is that the one that everybody wants? And I said, yeah, but you can't get those anywhere. No surprise, if you're listening, Bart, we didn't get you Nintendo 64.
Oh, man. Okay? You're taking the suspense out of his Christmas now.
Well, he already knows that.
Okay.
He already knows that.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm concerned about is that he thinks it's the big fake out.
Right.
But it's not a big fake out.
I think it's the big fake out, too.
Well, no.
I got good news for you on the Bart front.
It's not the big fake out.
You know that other thing we were thinking of?
Yes.
I've located it.
Oh, good. See, then we definitely don't have to worry about that.
Gotcha.
But we're on the way out of the store, and the clerk who's standing there just says, yeah, that's a Nintendo 64. I got three or four in the back room. Do you want one? And I'm like, well, I almost bought one just on general principle because everybody wants one.
Sure.
Meanwhile, I've been through this discussion with my kid every single day now about why we already got Sega Saturn. We already got the 32X. We're not going to buy another video game.
Don't they upgrade
system.
Those type of things every single year? Don't they have another leg up that you can replace?
Yeah, there's new pandemonium every year.
Yes, and I buy into it, Mike. Oh, and I tell you what. If I wasn't a disciplined parent, I would have all the video game systems. I'd have Nintendo, I'd have PlayStation, I'd have Sega Saturn, but I'm disciplined.
You're doing this to guide your child.
I am an adult. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I guess what I would tell you is, go to the store and just ask the hippies, and it's always a hippie that's working in the electronics part.
Skinny hippie.
Yeah, you know, guy who's got the type of glasses that darken.
Right.
You know, those inside-outside glasses.
Very long hair that go with his smock.
Right, you know, smells of cigarette smoke from his last break. Ask him, wearing that Jeffrey the Giraffe jacket, ask him if they got any in the back, because I bet they do, because he told us they had three sets there.
Yes. Yeah, but they were on rain check, but he would give them to us for a bribe.
Well, so you know, you gotta you pay the guy $10.
I love bribing.
No,
I think bribing's the American way.
I think that the bribe had a couple of zeros after it.
Well, I think that that was just his beginning part on the bribe.
Oh, we hadn't started the negotiation.
Yes, you mean the bribe had 2 zeros?
Yes.
He wanted a C note?
He wanted 2 C notes.
A double C note.
Whoa.
Right.
Oh, I'd tell him to... I almost said something nasty.
That's just the beginning bargaining point.
Ah, okay.
Especially if it's someone like me, a sophisticated consumer, against a long-haired freak who's working in there part-time.
You know, when I think of bribing, I always think of Albert Brooks in Lost in America. When he goes to the Las Vegas hotel and they want the best suite, and the guy says, we don't have any. The bridal suite is already taken.
Oh, yeah.
And he fails miserably. There are people that can bribe. I'm very good at it. Are you good at bribing?
Here's why I'm good at it. Mm-hmm. Because there's no pretense with me.
Right.
I say to somebody, listen, you know, we'd like to have this table or whatever it is. If I give you $20, will you give me the table?
Right.
It's always a very upfront deal with me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't it?
You've never done it.
All right, I've never done it.
Yeah, right.
I stopped bribing when I was at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, the new ballpark, and I drove right up to the stadium, and I was going to try to get into the parking lot, and I thought it was a security guard. I didn't realize until the guy turned to his right after I had offered the bribe that he was carrying a sidearm, and it was one of Baltimore's finest.
Oh dear!
And fortunately, he laughed and sent me on my merry way. I haven't bribed since then.
I guess you know good why I've you. Never had the bribe. I'm a good faker.
Mm-hmm.
I can walk into a place, and if you act like you belong there,
yeah.
Nobody questions you.
Right.
I've done that. Hold on. I do that at all the major events, at the Super Bowl every year.
You're great at it. I've been with you when you've done it.
All you got to do, if there's a line with 200 people up front, you walk up to the front, and you just say, excuse me, I'm looking for Richard Licking, and I'm with KXXX out of Los Angeles. And by the time they go scurrying off, if you look important and you look mad,
that's it.
They let you in.
Right, look important and look mad.
I got that down.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I've never had to bribe anybody, I guess. Well, it was a good experience today, and I wanted you to know that in fact, the standards and practices, honey, have come down on your side, and we will not be able to offer dolls for sex.
Well, on the bright side, the standards and practices in my family, my mother doesn't think sucks is a bad word, so there you go.
Well, that's interesting. That was based on our conversation with the with Red Neckerson yesterday.
And how did that happen to come up in conversation with your mom?
She just tossed it out there. Just
she said FYI. she likes the word sucks.
She just never thought of it in a bad way.
Yeah. That's your boy, you got an open-minded mom.
I told you.
You know,
she's a good dancer, Mike. My yeah. mother-in-law.
She likes it when you put your hand in the small of her back. Said she feels the strength.
All right, I love you. I love you. I had a good time with you today.
Well, I enjoyed it too.
And now we're done. That's it, we're done.
I know, I like shopping with you. It's the quickest I've ever done it.
I tell you, men have got it over women. I know I say this all the time, and it sounds like some stupid Bill Cosby routine, but it is the truth.
You're right.
You got a man who wants to go to the store. The man knows what he wants.
Right.
I want a white shirt. I want a black pair of pants. He goes to the store. He says, shirt, pants, buys, out, leave, gone, boom.
And I want a paisley sport coat.
I've done it the dumb girl way where you make your gifts thoughtful. You know, and it gets you nowhere because half time the person doesn't agree with you and you just waste a lot of time. You do it the thoughtless way. You're in and out.
No, it's not thoughtless. It's efficient.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, you know, I only wish I had your life. See, the thing is, my wife has got the time.
Yes, the free time.
To be able to devote 3 or 4 hours to a gift to stroll around the Galleria.
You know, who has worn a warm spot, a sunken gully in their couch? And let's see who has more time. Who spends more time on their
area? Hold on. Who has 3 jobs? Who this morning went to his 3rd job, went all the way downtown to his 3rd job, then came back home, had to put out a fire here at the station, then took you out for lunch and also went out shopping, and is now here at his other job?
Who stays up later than you working on things around this house? All right.
Who stays up later? Who takes the boy to school every day?
This started out so nicely, didn't it?
Yeah, but who sits on their butt more? That's the bottom line.
Can I help it that I know how to recline when I'm at home, that I got my couch?
You have time to recline. That's the thing.
Because it's my downtime, honey.
If I'm watching TV, I'm cleaning the kitchen or doing ironing.
You know what she says to me today? Here's my wife's big problem. I swear to God, this is the big problem that she solved. She wanted a gold star on this.
Right.
She said...
I was giving you an example of problem solving.
She said, do you know that I took care of the problem with the cat pooping downstairs? And I said, no. Well, first of all, I didn't know this was a problem, but I said, okay.
Because right. You don't notice the smell of cat poop
she said,
right where you play video games.
She said, the cat has two litter boxes now. I put one upstairs, and I put one downstairs.
Problem solved.
Congratulations. You got such a tougher existence than I do.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All I was doing was taping a national television show today. Now I'm here doing our national radio show,
right.
Working about the marketing of our latest venture, 1-800-881-9176.
That is the number for Sex, Pies, and Videotape, the greatest videotape ever made.
Planning the next Washington Redskins right. pregame show. Worrying about our son's basketball right. tonight, of which I'm the coach.
You got a basketball practice
tonight? Oh, we got practice tonight at 8:45.
Cool.
First practice, and my wife, love her so much, bought me a whistle.
Ah, you got your whistle. You're all set.
You're official.
Got me the whistle, got me a brand new basketball.
I don't see how you would have time to park it on the couch with that schedule. I
barely do, Mike, but every time I'm there, she comes around the corner and catches me.
Mention a TV show, see if he's missed it.
What?
Mention a TV show and see if you've missed it.
See, this is really the great mystery.
Did you see Frasier last night?
Yes.
No.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. No. Here's what happened. Turn the show on at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then.
It's a great Frasier.
Had to come upstairs. Had to get Bart into bed.
Right.
Likes me to lay down with him. Likes me to read with him.
Right.
And before you know it, it's
you read with him?
Yes.
What'd you read?
Superman. It's 9:15. See, and that's the other problem, because I don't read, like, Shakespeare with him. Before we go to bed, you know what we read? We read a Superman comic together.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to read, Treasure Island?
Well, Fred and Bart have read Treasure Island together.
Oh, that's not a guy thing, though.
I read comic books with him.
It was written by a guy, Mike.
Yeah, Robert Louis Stevenson.
Yeah.
But really, I don't know. I don't remember my father ever reading a book like that to me.
I mean,
there were always like little easy books or something cartoon-like. Like I read to my daughter all the time, but they're the little like Winnie the Pooh and stuff like that.
Well, that's why I couldn't watch Frasier. I was with Bart, and it was like 9:15, and I come downstairs, and I missed half the show.
Oh, the Frasier was absolutely one of the best.
So you took off your apron, and you finally sat down and wiped your brow.
Yes. You want to go through the average day? Here's my day. Up at 6:20. Go in, wake up our son.
You're getting up later now?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Get our son up, get him dressed, come downstairs, take him all the way to school, come all the way back home.
Well, if you add in things to your day like get dressed, which everybody does.
No, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about Bart. Do you think he gets dressed by himself in the morning?
Excuse me, who ironed Bart's clothes this morning? Who laid out his clothes and ironed them?
Only because a good mother would have had that done last night.
Oh, God.
I couldn't do it last night because I was touching up the painting on the room that
Let's
not even get into that paint job you did in our bathroom. You know the color of the couches in our office? You know
no.
that flesh color? That's the color of my bathroom now.
Pink has worked its way into your color
scheme
in your house.
It's a fleshy pink.
Pink, it's more like silly putty.
Yeah.
I told her, it needs more white. I want all the walls in my house uniformly white.
White.
White, like no. that a white.
Slowly but surely, the walls are becoming pink. It started in the basement. It spread to the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, I love you. And you got your way that there's no sex for a doll.
Okay, good.
Okay?
All right, good.
Okay.
Listen to me all the time.
Okay.
Okay, I love you.
I love you, too.
Bye.
All right, goodbye.
There you have it.
So we got two dolls to give away today on the show.
And we're very, very excited about it. And I agree with you about the shopping 1,000%. Because I made the tragic mistake when we were... My wife was looking for a dress for this Christmas party we have coming up. And she picked it out and she got it. And I made the tragic mistake of saying, okay, I'll take it over to the cashier. And then I got the cashier... Seriously.
Slow motion, right?
This was beyond anything I have ever humanly experienced in a store. She said, hello? Let me see. And I'm like, you know, but it was. I've never seen a woman move more slowly. And it had to be that Christmas help that they get, you know, where they come in for a little extra money.
You know what it was today? She's looking at the cash register.
Right.
Like it's a damn computer. Okay. It's like, you know, I know I'm on the other side and I'll push in 13.99.
enter. You know, I mean, I can run the thing by osmosis from the other side, but she's looking at it like she is running the space shuttle or something.
Man,
here.
You get into those situations nowadays with the computers they have in stores, and you almost want to go back to the days where you just laid some beaver pelts up on the counter, and then you got your product, and you went on your merry way by horseback.
You know what I long for? I long for the days when they didn't check everybody's credit.
Oh, hear, hear.
Now, of course, these days, thanks to my wonderful wife and our 15 years of marriage, my credit's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But back a while ago, I would always go over the limit on my credit cards, and they didn't have such a thing as the little box that they swipe it through where it says accepted or declined.
Sure.
They had a book. And the people who had their numbers in the book were like
criminals.
Like pedophiles in this book.
Yes, they would. The cuffs would be put on you. If your credit card was in that book, they would lock you up right away.
But as long as like you missed a payment or something, they wouldn't put you in that book.
That's right. Now every little bitty thing. I had one decline one time where the credit card company said you hadn't used your card in a while. And so we put a hold on it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I used it today, and I was totally embarrassed. And it's always the same idiot. If your card's accepted, they run it through. And if they're going really slowly, right at the end, they'll hold your card. And then as you sign your name, they'll sit there like Inspector Gadget.
Yes.
You know, the super.
To check the signatures, right?
You know, and that makes me want to just get out a crayon and just go, it doesn't match, does it?
They should check your signature. That's for your protection.
It slows you down. And one more thing. Don't ask me my zip code. And don't ask me where I live.
Yes.
That's none of your business.
That's right. I don't give out my phone number.
I am tired of going into Circuit City, and they say, what's your name? And I tell them, and then they say, what's your address? And I tell them the address of the radio station, and they look on a sheet, and there's 20 people, and everybody gives the address of this radio station.
We're all over there.
Because nobody wants Circuit City to know where you live.
That's exactly right. And I bought a book the other day on a Saturday. I bought a book. I went in. I put the book up on the counter. The guy rang me up very quickly, put the book in the bag. And I walked out of there. And you know what didn't happen for the first time since in the last 100 books I purchased? Nobody asked me to buy that stupid card, that stupid discount. Are you a member of the stupid McGillicuddy Book Club? No, I'm not. This guy didn't ask me, and I was ready to give him a hug and a big wet kiss for not trying to sell me that card.
They always give you those puppy dog eyes, too.
Yeah.
They must get some kind of commission on those cards.
Oh, they
do.
Yeah. They do. There was one in Eddie Bauer the other day where I'm sitting there and I'm trying to buy a pair of jeans. And she said,
like, you could save 58 cents on that pair of jeans if you were a member of our club.
That's what she said. And I said, no, I'd really rather not. Well, you're really missing a golden opportunity. I said, look, you know, they try to sell me these things. I know it doesn't cost any money and it's free, but it's just that time to fill out. I don't feel like it. Well, I'm just trying to help you. And I didn't want to make a big deal of it. But inside, I was saying, no, you're not trying to help me.
So this is the perfect time to hear this. Merry Xmas. And happy Chautauqua.
Tokyo, Hong Kong.
Oh!
Everywhere is Christmas. And I'm off to join the show. Everywhere is Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Oh. Everywhere is Christmas. At the end of every year.
All right. Thank you, Beatles. We're going to do a quick commercial break when we come right back. We got a lot of letters in the Don and Mike mailbag, but a particularly juicy hate letter.
Ah, we love those hate letters.
One of those hate letters that actually reads like an endorsement for the show.
Excellent.
So we'll start with that. We'll be right back after this.
Radio Gods.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WJFK.
Ah, Spamby.
Spamby, as much fun and potted me can be.
Good.
Spamby, spamby, it's a meat, but a toy. Right. Spamby will be your best friend. Pork and fat, you twist and bend. Smells real weird, but more than that, did we mention it's mostly fat? Spamby, spamby, as much fun and potted me can be. Spamby, spamby, it's a meat, but a toy. Made of unknown animal parts, but don't you eat it or else you'll fart. Mm. Spamby's riding on the cat. Did we mention it's mostly fat? Spamby, spamby, it's fast, it's fun, it's fat.
Who's your announcer?
Spamby.
Where's the announcer? Oh, here he comes.
It's fast, it's fun, it's fat.
Do not put in mouth or rectum.
Suki Suki now.
You don't have to pick through this show to find the corn. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, man. I haven't heard that Spamby thing for a long time.
Hey, we got corn tomorrow.
Yes, corn is live here on the show.
Yes, Christmas corn tomorrow.
with noted sexpert Laura Korn.
Everybody loves Korn.
Tomorrow's going to be a very, very nasty show.
That's right. Naughtier than they normally are, and you know how naughty they are every day.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine.
I was just wondering two things.
Yes.
First of all, what Toys R Us were you at today that you were able to find Nintendo 64.
Ah, that is a secret. You know what? I've already told some people here at the station. No offense. Sorry.
Yeah, that's the super secret.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So mm-hmm. those Nintendos are already gone.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
And then my other question is, what do you really think about all this hype? Don't you think it's really unfair that people are so stressed out over this?
No, I think it's fantastic. I wish people would openly fight in the streets over these dolls.
They are. Yeah.
Yes.
In Illinois, there was two women arrested.
Yes, in Illinois. Yes, right.
For Nintendo.
Yes, in Illinois.
And what are you looking for? Are you looking for the Nintendo?
Well, of course. I have four boys.
Mm.
Ah, well, it's just a good thing you don't live in Illinois.
Well, I know.
All right.
You know something? This Christmas, teach those boys the meaning of Christmas. Teach them the word no.
I have. I will.
Teach them how to pronounce the word Illinois.
Yeah.
How to spell it. The S is silent.
All right.
Have you always said Illinois?
I meant Illinois. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's right.
I was a little nervous.
It's Donna Summer, not Donna Summers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Al Michael.
Well, my kids said
Al Michaels.
You, so, you know, I don't normally listen, but the boys, I picked them up from school, and everybody in the carpool said, call Don and Mike.
I think it is Al Michaels, though, isn't it?
It is Al Michaels. I was going the opposite direction.
Oh, there. I got you.
I was making the same mistakes, you know. Donna Summers, Al Michael.
The S is silent, like you should be. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Merry Christmas.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Well, all right. It was there. It was ringing. I went to answer it.
Are you in the Christmas spirit yet?
Now that I've got the shopping for my son done, yes.
I am in the Christmas spirit, and I'm finding I have a bit of a dilemma now because of the fact that I am in the Christmas spirit.
Yes.
I'm getting depressed. I'm getting depressed because I'm going to California for Christmas time, and I am finding this is going to be the first Christmas where I have not been on the East Coast, and because I have the Christmas spirit and everything is like reminding me of sleigh bells and snow and cold weather, I'm just realizing that I'm not a California guy, and that's where I'm going to be with my family, and I really feel weird about it. I think of Ed McMahon and that Christmas tree that he had in his house.
He has it there year-round, you know.
Yeah, right.
Because Ed celebrates the spirit of Christmas year-round.
And I picture his, you know, all white, like a white Christmas tree, one of those white metallic Christmas trees.
Have you seen like the light blue ones?
Yeah, that's exactly what I think.
Very Vegas.
California Christmas. And, you know, for everybody that's listening to us out in California right now, no offense, but when you're from a particular region,
yeah,
you know, it just kind of feels weird.
I know what you mean. Hey, when Frieda and I lived in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. like 15 years ago, we had the Christmas out there. And
how was it?
Well, we went swimming. And that's the day that the gay guy tried to hit on me.
That was your California Christmas.
That's the truth.
That's great.
When we moved to Los Angeles, we didn't know anything about Los Angeles. We had to find a place to live as soon as we could, because the radio station, when they move you to somewhere, they put you in a hotel for 2 days.
Right.
And they say, find a place within 2 days or you got to start paying for it yourself.
Good luck.
So we found a really great apartment. We loved it. We moved in, and it's not until the next day that we found out that West Hollywood is like Gayville, USA.
And you were in a particularly, you were actually in a gay apartment complex, right?
Yes, they had the gay pride parade right out our front window. We sat on our balcony
mm-hmm.
and drank beer and watched the gay pride parade. So on Christmas Day, we went swimming because we were like you were, kind of flipped out by this. It didn't feel like Christmas. It was 72 degrees
right.
and the pool was heated. So Frieda mm-hmm. said, let's go swimming. So we go in the pool, and we're swimming, and I was swimming off at one end, and a guy came up and swam up next to me. And,
hey, gurgle, gurgle.
Well, there was no gurgle, gurgle, Mike. That was my my introduction to California Christmas.
Well, I only hope mine can be as special as yours was.
That was around the time that I was driving a moped to work every day.
Hey, before you bought the Porsche.
If you don't think that's a pitiful existence, driving down Sunset Boulevard every day on a moped.
Going to work. Here I come.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, are you going to give the guys a chance to win the Elmos today?
What?
Are you going to give the guys a chance to win the Elmos today?
You know what? As a matter of fact, we are, because we have the extra Elmo, which was left over from the failed Dennis experiment. Yes, we have to. And here's one of them right here.
There it is.
That tickles.
That's it.
Oh, man, how can I get one? I want one real bad.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
Well, who do you want it for?
Myself.
Why?
You're
an 18-year-old. What the heck do you want one for?
Have you seen it? Well, obviously you've seen one. They're real cool.
I'm holding one, right? Yes. Yes.
Yeah, my year-and-a-half-year-old
right,
has
one. They're real cool if you've just come out of mom's womb. They're not exactly a chick magnet.
Why do you want
actually,
one?
Actually, at my school, they are.
Nearly works for Dennis.
Why do you want one? Because everybody at school has one?
Yeah, well, everyone wants one.
Are you still in high school? Are you still in high school?
He's a high school boy. You're too young to call the show. A high school boy.
Hey, well, I'm not a high school boy, and I can give you the exact reason why I'd like a Tickle Me Elmo for my child.
All right. Well, hello. You're on the air. Why do you want one?
Just to have the pure joy of watching her smile and laugh.
Yes, no, that's the normal answer there.
That would be wonderful. This is not a wonderful show, though. Sorry. Sorry. But listen. I didn't say we're giving the thing away now.
You can't help it. You've created this. This was your idea. You've got this brainstorm to go out and send Nick out and then forage for these Elmos. You were successful, and now you look what you've created. You have tapped into the hype that is American merchandising.
Look at that.
It is kind of an irresistible little critter, isn't it?
Yeah, it is kind of cute.
Isn't Elmo adorable?
Tickle me, Elmo. Ha ha, hee hee. Try me. Press tummy. Oh boy, that tickles.
You know how I didn't mention this on the air, and I shouldn't say this because it doesn't make me look very good, but you know how yesterday late in the broadcast I had volunteered the fact that my daughter really wasn't even aware of the Elmo, and it wasn't that big a deal. And I said, you know, if we're really strapped for Elmo, perhaps what I will do is...
Yeah, listen to the team player. Hold on. I'm very serious. I was very proud of Mike. Listen to this.
I was a team player, but it was because I did not anticipate any fallout whatsoever from this. And I called home, and I said... Is Catherine really attached to that Tickle Me? And immediately Laura says...
I said to Mike, if there's any way we could come up with...
Right, you know, an extra one. At the time, we were really getting short on
an extra doll, we'd be in great shape.
Yeah, and I said, you know, we'll just say somebody lost the box or something like that. And so I called home, and I said, is Catherine really attached to that Tickle Me Elmo? And Laura immediately said, what? What do you want? Why are you asking that? And I said, nothing. I was just, what? Do you want to take the Tickle Me Elmo doll from your daughter and give it away for the good of the show? And I said, yes. Yes, honey. Yes, I did.
There you go. Who says that 11 years together haven't benefited you, Mike?
And she said, how dare you? I cannot believe you're even. And immediately, you know, I knew the angle to take where I was just like, I was just kidding. And she knew already that I wasn't kidding. And so when I got home last night, I walked into the kitchen and my wife had put Elmo on the kitchen table with a sign. My daughter only calls Elmo Momo.
Yes.
That's what she calls it, Momo. She goes, Momo. And I guess she is a vegetable. And so Momo was sitting there with a sign that says, I am Momo. And I am a member of the family.
Oh.
So just to make me feel a little bit better, I won't make that mistake again.
Yeah. Well, I was proud of you.
Thank you.
It's very good. Very nice.
Thanks, boss.
Take a toy from your child.
Yeah, for the good of the show.
To help out our show.
And it was right in the spirit of the moment, too. It was the heat of the moment. I only realized as soon as my wife spoke to me that I had done this dastardly thing.
And Mike was so excited, too. Oh, my kid doesn't even know what that is. Yeah. I'll get the doll. We'll have another one.
And she, and you know how when it's like, I said, is she attached to the doll? And Laura said, what? What do you want to do? And I knew I was in trouble already.
Well, listen to this. One of these dolls sold for $3,500 in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Wow.
She paid the money. A Broward County woman paid $3,500 for a Tickle Me Elmo doll. Money goes to charity. Auctioned by a South Florida radio station.
Super duper.
Bidding started at $50.
Wow.
Doll was donated for the auction by a listener.
I think that's a radio station doing some good. I won't hear that here. We're just going to make listeners catfight for the Elmo dolls.
That's right.
Nobody's going to benefit except the winner.
I wish I could tell you that we were doing this for charity, but it's like everything else on the show. Step in the octagon, ladies. Prices for the Tickle Me Elmo doll on the internet have now reached $200.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
And how you would trust anybody on the internet is beyond me, ladies and gentlemen.
That is ridiculous.
Let me see. 17-year-old Jeremy Wadhams. Now, there's an odd mixing of the names. Not only the name Jeremy, but also Wadhams, which is Rob's middle name.
Yeah. Jeremy Wadhams.
Jeremy Wadhams is one of the cyber salesmen. This kid... Oh, now, what a pisser this is. This kid works at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
He bought the dolls himself. He works at the store.
Yeah, sure.
So he purchased Elmo at the toy store where he works after he saw 42 dolls sell in 90 seconds.
Got an employee discount, I imagine.
Right, so he's selling it now on the internet. And you got a guy here, a doctor from Michigan, is an Elmo buyer. He bought his doll for $100. He doesn't think he's being taken advantage of, being forced to pay $100, since it's like paying extra for a car where the demand exceeds supply.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to make it technical like that, he's right. But it's still kind of silly.
Listen,
hello?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want one of them dolls.
Yeah, of course you do.
Everybody wants one of them dolls.
Who doesn't want one of them dolls?
Well, one of them dolls.
We got two of them dolls. And you don't have to go to Illinois to get it.
Illinois?
Stay tuned, my friend.
Is this Dawn?
Yeah, all right. Goodbye. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, they're out there.
All right. We got the Tickle Me Elmo dolls. We'll give them away shortly. Oh, listen. On to the letters. But first the commercial sets.
Ooh, tease.
The drastic commercial. Time for Tickle Me commercials. And we'll be right back. Dawn and my
WJFK. Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the Science Building. Great.
Don and Mike, they cool.
Yeah, here we are. I don't know where Mike is, but I'm here. As long as I have this this opportunity, I would just like to say something. You like me? You... really like me. I'd like to thank the Academy for this award.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How are you?
Fine.
I just found Elmo.
Well, congratulations.
Well, there's a whole bunch of them at the Walmart in Kingstown in Alexandria.
In Kingstown, Alexandria, Virginia. Yeah. All right. I'm sure you've started a stampede of Merrill Lynch proportions.
Well, see, I got mine in November for my 2-year-old, but Mike should be ashamed of himself. How dare him try to give Momo away?
No, Mike is just coming back into the room now. Mike, you should be ashamed of yourself for giving Momo away.
Oh, I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. I feel shame, man.
Thank
a great
you.
Deal of shame.
Bye-bye.
Oh, sorry I'm late.
Okay, you're for the mailbag?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Oh, but you know what? I have to take a moment out to say hello. We got a lot of fans down at ABC News.
Ah.
Downtown, where I went to tape my ESPN stint.
Good. I'm a big Ted Koppel fan. I'd like to say hello to all those people down there.
And I had my picture taken today at the Peter Jennings desk.
Did you really?
Cool. Yes.
That's great.
With the promise that I would not release it to anybody. They didn't want it known that I was sitting at Peter Jennings' seat.
So that'll go into your room of honor.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's me giving the finger.
that's
there you go. So I wanted to say hi, that they were all very nice. All the people downtown at ABC News, thank you for your hospitality today. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Elmo, right?
I bet you're calling about the doll.
Well, before I wanted to talk to you about Elmo,
yeah.
I wanted to say I moved to Rehoboth.
What?
In May.
What? You moved to Rehoboth, Delaware?
Yes, mm-hmm. And I found you about a month ago and was so excited. I moved here from Reston.
We're number one down there.
And it was like being a little bit of home.
Right. That's the magic of the syndication.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Now
terrific.
I want to talk about Elmo.
Yeah. Elmo, yum.
You know, we're almost going to have to go into our attitudes voices here.
Attitude, yeah. Linda Dano and the other no-name, whoever
what
she is.
The other cow, yeah.
What do we have to do to get an Elmo?
Oh, Elmo, yeah.
Elmo, that's a hot dog, yeah. Kitty's crazy for that, yeah.
Well, if you can find Martha Stewart and shave her head.
I work for the local paper down here, Daily Whale.
Daily Whale?
Yes.
And all of our reporters are out in their cars because we can't get your station inside. So they're all out waiting to hear me on the radio. So this is very exciting news.
They got
to
be a bunch of happy workers.
How about a feature